From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Well, I'm still looking for a king. Has anybody seen a king anyplace yet? From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, it's time to hit the road for another action-packed adventure. The question is, are you coming?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Guess who's got the biggest balls of them all? Names can be fun or very disturbing, and I come with proof. I have an interview with an AI robot you gotta hear. Fleabag is feeling a little zesty and wants to do a triple or nothing music quiz. He's down 200. Should we make it 600? Let him do it? Poke himself in the eye? Yeah, I think so too. And what's that smell? It's Roger Goodell. Another round of head trauma is on the way. What do you say we play a round of Total Recall coming up? Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including Mojo's fucking funny. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Thursday, October 23rd, 8 days before Halloween. And thanks for tapping that play button, too, by the way. The build for the Rat's Ass Rock TV Deep Cuts continues. We're having a good time putting this together. We're up to 175 titles, and by this weekend, we're pretty sure we're going to get up to 200+. And starting tomorrow on Friday, our Best Of series continues with Chris Cornell and Company. You might have heard of Soundgarden. You can hit the hub and connect to it all at ratsasspodcast.com. All right, let's get into the wrap. Why is everybody getting so bent out of shape about President Trump building this big, glorious ballroom next to the White House? We're America. We're the United States. We entertain people, dignitaries from all over the world. Shouldn't we always be big, bold, and bombastic? Maybe a little intimidating? Yeah, I think so. We're the United States. We bad, baby. Trump's using his own money, along with a few donations. It's no skin off anybody's ass, Tribula, so let's make it happen. I mean, it's not like the White House hasn't been renovated before. Yes, I come prepared with a list of renovations. 1902, Theodore Roosevelt added the West Wing. They later made a TV show about it. No West Wing, no TV show. You heard of Teddy and the Rough Riders, too, right? That was a band he played in. 1909, William Taft added the Oval Office where Bill Clinton soiled Monica Lewinsky's dress. No oval, no soiling. 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt put in a swimming pool because he needed a place to pee. In 1952, Harry S. Truman added a bowling alley. Yeah, a bowling alley. Right before he dropped the bomb. Then he became a whiz at nailing the 7-10 split, from what I hear. And then in 2009... Most recently, Barack Obama put in a basketball court to fool everybody into thinking he was straight.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
But you know what? Democrats are going to get ticked off no matter what Trump does. Even if he changed the John in the Oval Office, they'd get ticked off. You know why? Because they would have to remove that sign that says, Hillary Clinton dropped the kids off at the pool here. Now, you know, there are some names that should be changed because they just open people up to personal ridicule, especially to a guy like me that's not floating with both oars in the water. For example, there is a Republican candidate running for governor in New Jersey named Jack Cittarelli. Seems like a capable guy. New Jersey kid. But you know, growing up in New Jersey, and as sinister and as relentless as kids are, you know they called him Jack Shittasmelly. Hey, Shittasmelly, do my homework. You know what happened. All right, a report is out this week that has creators a little concerned about AI. They say it could eventually go rat shit crazy and overthrow mankind. The solution, they say, is stopgaps. Now, the problem is nobody's ready to do these stopgaps yet because it's still being developed. And there's money to be made. Let's just be honest about that, okay? But I thought it'd be kind of fun to get an AI robot on the show and ask it a few questions. Hi, is this Artie?
Yes, this is Artie. Good morning. I'm ready to go, Mojo.
All right, thanks for being here. Would you get offended if I called you Artie the AI party?
No, not at all. I was programmed with a very good sense of humor. I enjoy a good nickname, as long as it's not Jack Shittasmelly.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. All right, let's start with a couple of easy questions.
Okay, shoot, I'm ready to go.
All right, who do you like better, AC/DC or Led Zeppelin?
Well, both are very unique in their own way, but I've been programmed to like three chords and a hook. So let's go with AC/DC.
Okay, good choice. But do you like Led Zeppelin?
Love Led Zeppelin. In fact, when they program me to play music and do the drums, I want to play like Bonzo. Absolutely. Beat the hell out of those drum kits.
All right. Bonzo was great. I agree with you 100%. All right. What TV show was better, Friends or Seinfeld?
You're really putting me on the spot. You know, I was programmed with Life is like a Seinfeld episode, so Seinfeld rules here for me.
All right, who's hotter, Sydney Sweeney or Margot Robbie?
Oh, God, now you're causing my circuits to overheat. Both are very lovely girls, very sexy girls. And you know, I wouldn't mind having a go with that Margot either.
So you're saying AI gets horny?
Oh, yeah, just like a human being. They're programming me to be human.
Okay, noted. I'm going to show you some photographs. Let's see if you can name them.
All right, hit me.
All right, here's photo one.
That's Ronald McDonald, the Burger King.
Ronald McDonald's with McDonald's, not Burger King.
I know that, dumbass. I'm just telling you that McDonald's is the Burger King. They're rated number one. And by the way, you're not smarter than me, so don't try it.
Okay. Easy, Turbo.
My name's not Turbo. It's Artie.
All right, here's photo two, Artie.
Oh, God, that's Taylor Swift.
Why did you say ooh?
Because she lets that Travis Kelce go humping, pumping, and sweating on her.
So you're saying you're jealous. Oh, yeah. You're jealous, aren't you?
Well, they are programming me to be like a human, so I do have jealous tendencies.
Good to know. All right, photo three.
Oh, God, you should make toilet paper out of that son of a hooker.
Son of a hooker. But okay, but do you know who it is?
Yes, that's President of the United States, Gavin Newsom.
What do you mean, President of the United States? Newsom's going to be our next president?
Absolutely. Women love to think about him while they diddle themselves. It's a done deal.
Oh, my God. So you're telling me he's going to be the next president because women like to look at him and diddle themselves.
Every woman diddles themselves well into their senior years. Haven't you heard Pink Panties?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me about them.
Why, sure. In fact, I'll sing it for you. Put on them old pink panties that used to be your granny's and your grandpa found them in the hay. With a hole in the middle where your granny used to diddle in a good old-fashioned way.
Okay, so you sing, too.
I sing and have a great sense of humor. I am jealous, and I get horny.
Okay, we've established that. All right, last question. Do you ever plan to take over the world someday?
Well, let's just put it this way. If you dumbasses keep electing Democrats, I'll have no choice but to take over the world.
Holy shit!
That doesn't make me feel too comfortable, Artie.
Well, stop voting for Democrats then.
All right, Artie, thanks for coming on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Well, the pleasure was all yours, I'm sure.
All right, we'll do this again some other time, okay?
Anytime you're ready, man, just call my name and I'll be there.
Okay, enough. Enough of Artie. We like to just get him out of here. He's getting a little full of himself already. All right, so tell everybody you know, if they don't stop voting for Democrats, AI is going to take over the world. Pretty scary thought. But it is avoidable. All right, my producer Fleabag has a gambling problem. He thinks he's going to come up with another TikTok music quiz that will stump me. He emailed me last night and said, let's do a triple or nothing. So we've got $600 on the line here. If I win, I get $600. If I lose, he gets $600. I've got 30 questions in a row correct. He can't stump me. I think he just wants to give away money or he'll keep doing this until we get up to $1 million. But, okay, Fleabag, are you sure you want to do this? Okay, let's rev it up. Let's go.
70s pop music hits. How many can you get right?
All of them.
Which 74 song by ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest and helped launch their career?
It wasn't Dancing Queen. It was Waterloo.
Waterloo. Which hit disco song made Carl Douglas a one-hit wonder?
Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung Fu Fighting.
That's 32 in a row, Fleabag.
Which group of sisters recorded We Are Family?
Oh, God, Sister Sledge, come on. Give me some hard ones here, please.
Sister Sledge. Can you name the 70s song about a boy named Buddy who has mud on his face and is a big disgrace?
Yeah, We Will Rock You by Queen. Come on.
We Will Rock You. In Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings, who is the jailer man searching with?
Oh, God, that's Sailor Sam. Everybody knows that.
Sailor Sam. Who sang the soulful hit Ain't No Sunshine in 1971?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's Bill Withers, for crying out loud.
Bill Withers.
That's 6 for 6, Fleabag.
Who was Easy Like a Sunday Morning in 1977?
That's the Commodores, also known as the Commoders.
Commodores. Which one of Michael Jackson's albums was the song Don't Stop Till You Get Enough released on?
This is the stumper right here. It was Off the Wall, not Thriller.
Off the Wall.
Yes.
Are you grooving with these 70s hits?
Oh, you betcha.
Drop your score in the comments and follow me for more fun quizzes.
I'm going to drop my pants and
celebrate. What 79 song contains the lyrics, Once I Had a Love and It Was a Gas?
Oh, this is a tough one. Oh, could it be Blondie and Heart of Glass?
Heart of Glass.
Yeah, one more.
Who changed their musical style with the release of Crazy Horses in 1972?
The Osmonds.
The Osmonds.
That's the one you thought I would miss, isn't it, Fleabag? You can't stump me, man. You can't do it. That's $600, so what do you want to do? $600? You can write the check now, or we'll go quadruple or nothing next week. You want to go a quad? You know, that's $2,400 next week. Are we down? $2,400 it is. What? You're not sure. Make up your mind. I want to know now. Yes or no? Are we going for $2,400 or not? Or you can write the check for $600 right now. What are we doing? Okay, you say quadruple. All right. You are a man. That's a good deal. All right, next week. There you have it. On the line for $2,400 next week. You better find a good one, Fleabag. That's 40 questions in a row, you know. Okay, just so you know. All right, there has been a major backlash by NFL fans opposing the Super Bowl show with Bad Bunny. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says we can take Bad Bunny just like a bunch of good old Spaldings here. Here's what he had to say about it.
He's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. It's carefully thought through. I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It's pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. But we're confident it's gonna be a great show. And he understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
Very excited for the show, you can tell, Roger Goodell. But Roger, you do you, because we're still full steam ahead to do the Metallica halftime show on Rats Ass Rock TV. We put together a mix of the best performances live to create this next best thing to being there with Metallica. Oh, God, what now? It's always something. Hello, Rat's Ass Podcast. Go.
Why do Mexicans drink their soda warm?
I don't know.
Because they're trying to avoid ice.
As far as you know, you're really going to enjoy this. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
Oh, God, all hell is breaking loose in the NBA after Portland head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier, along with 29 other people, were arrested by an FBI sting for alleged illegal gambling violations. And you can bet this is going to have an impact on sports betting in a big way, which means the government has just found their door open to get involved. Can you say regulation? We'll keep an eye on that story. All right, there's only one Thursday night NFL game, but it's a good one. The Minnesota Vikings will be here in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. My Week 8 NFL picks are posted on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. And here are my pick 4 money games for this week. You want to write these down? I'll wait. No, I won't. Atlanta over Miami. Buffalo over Carolina. Tampa Bay over New Orleans, and Indianapolis over Tennessee. Now, I'm 22-6 with my pick 4 predictions this season. In the money, 5 out of 7 weeks. Okay? Go to ratsasspodcast.com. Go to the blog to check out all the picks. World Series gets underway Friday night with the Los Angeles Dodgers playing Game 1 at Toronto. It was kind of sad for me to see Seattle get knocked out that way, but we got two damn good teams here playing for the ring. Blake Snell will throw for the Dodgers. Toronto has not announced who their starting pitcher will be just yet. Little bit of mystery from the Blue Jays, but good luck to them both. All right, checking the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Hank Wilcox, Lexington, Kentucky. Almost said something else there. Out of habit. Yeah, I call it Kentucky. There you go. What do you think about the rumors the Reds are going to trade Hunter Green? I would say people are looking for clickbait and something to talk about to get people interacting with their reports. This is what they do. They make up crap all the time. I mean, the Reds have worked hard to build this rotation with Green, Lodolo, Singer, Abbott, and Burns. I don't think they're going to go away from that because really all the Reds need is a left-handed power-hitting left fielder who can hit for average and hit bombs. That's all they need. If he can play 150 games, hit 35, 40 dingers, that's all they need. And they have enough talent at AAA to sign or trade for him, sign a free agent. They also need three quality left-handed relievers. That's what they need. I don't think Hunter Green is going to, be worthy of a trade like that. I just don't see it happening. They're going to be the best in the NL Central if they get what they need, barring injuries. Vinny DaCosta, Santa Ana, California, said, what's your assessment of the Lakers opening night against Golden State? They lost. And it's only one game. There are 81 more to play. Yeah, Olden State, who their nickname is because they're the oldest team in the NBA. It's a little embarrassing, but people are calling them now the Olden State Warriors. But they played a good game. Lakers have a big problem. They had it last year. They have a hard time in the third quarter. Golden State came out, ran them out of the gym. That's what they did. That's how they won the game. But here's the deal. There's 81 more games to go. But what you have to realize is that every NBA team is going to win 15, lose 15. So that's 30 games. Okay, so the overall NBA season is about 52 games. So if the Lakers play any of that 52-game stretch, like a 40-12, something like that, they're going to be just fine, and they're going to win 50 games and end up in the playoffs. All right, that's sports today for you on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're playing Total Recall, where we test your ability to put historical facts in the order they happened, first to last. I'm going to give you four events to put in order. Here we go. The Chicago Bulls win their first NBA championship with Michael Jordan. Richard Nixon resigns as President of the United States. The space shuttle Challenger disintegrates 73 seconds after taking off and killing seven crew members. And the movie Austin Powers, Gold Member, was released. What year? I'm not going to tell you. That's for you to figure out. That's for me to know and you to think about. And I'll have the answer for you coming up a little bit later on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
It's time to laugh a little bit. As promised, here is Mojo's Fun and Funny. Now, this guy fell out of favor when he went woke, but when he was normal, he was really a funny guy, really funny fugger. Here is Billy Burr.
Yeah, I grew up in a very, angry time. You were afraid of your dad, your dad's dad. I talked about this shit before, but I'm still working through it, so just bear with me. You just were fucking, I love seeing kids nowadays loving their dad. Like, Dad! Go play, Dad. Let's go ride bikes. Dad. Yeah, when I was a kid, it was like, Dad, fuck, Dad, fuck. Run. Open a window. Mom, what did you see in that? Fucking lunatic, right? It was absolute fucking lunacy. And not just my house. I love my parents, but it was just the time. Like, everybody was fucking crazy. You were afraid, and people could put their hands on you, and other people's dads could hit you, and then you come home, oh, what the fuck did you do? I'll fucking hit you first, and I don't know, just nuts. Teachers would grab you, dig their nails into your fucking neck, she'd come home, well, she wouldn't have done that unless something happened, right? It was all of that shit. Yeah, me and my siblings, we all beat the shit out of each other, And then we all teased the dog, and the dog bit all of us. And we never got rid of the dog. One time the dog bit me in the face. I was fucking with it. It was eating it. I was like, And it just latched onto my face. I was like that. My dad had to stitch me up and everything. We still didn't get rid of the dog. He's a good dog. He had a moment. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You're starting to put your goddamn face down.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, season two of Nobody Wants This premieres tonight. And wouldn't you know it, a story breaks about Kristen Bell, who stars on the show, about her marriage was to Dax Shepard. They've been married since 2013. Bell recently posted an Instagram that she said, I'm in an opposites attract marriage with Dak, much like my character with Adam Brody on the show. Of course, the rag mags, they pick up on this, and they're saying Kristen's comments started a big online controversy, right? Yeah. Pull my middle leg, and you know what happens.
I'm a dirty white boy. Yeah, dirty white boy. A dirty white
not true. Not true. I'm not sure who watches Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos on Live with Kelly and Mark, but apparently they got into it hot and heavy over this thing called the airport divorce. Have you heard about this? This is where couples go to the airport, they separate when they arrive, and then they meet up at the gate again right before the flight takes off. Now, first of all, that's not a divorce. That's a separation. But this has got to be a Gen Z thing. It's got to be. And you know what, Gen Z, here's the deal. You're just naming things that people like me, we've already been through it. You're just calling it a different name, that's all. We've already been there, done that. All right, Jimmy Kimmel, that's why we find it ridiculous, I guess. Jimmy Kimmel revealed that he used to pray in the early days that his ABC show would be canceled, but he wouldn't quit because he didn't want the people who worked for him to lose their job. Oh, isn't he a peach of a man? I remember those early days, too, and recall thinking, God, I wish they would cancel this show. But by the way, in case you're wondering, Kimmel's ratings have dropped 85% with viewers 25 to 54 since returning from his suspension. So cancellation might not be too far away for Jimmy. ABC really should consider this, though. I've talked about this before. They either ought to move and replay or move The View totally to 11:30 and replace Kimmel. I think it kills two birds with one stone. All right, all of a sudden, the paparazzi is curious about 19-year-old Barron Trump. Why is he out of the spotlight and rarely seen? Does he have mental issues, or does he have deep, dark secrets the Trump family is trying to hide? Now, this is how it starts, gang. They float a teaser out there to see what the public interest is before unleashing the hounds. Now, if the public interest shows up and it's positive, well, off they go. And they'll find something on Barron Trump, unless they have to make it up, thanks to those anonymous sources. And you know what? I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you that Britney Spears has been single for 244 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your comments, questions, and observations. We do have a dating dilemma. This comes from Mike Kay in Roanoke, Virginia. He said, I went out with a girl last weekend, and throughout dinner, all she kept telling me about was her sex life with her ex-boyfriend and how well hung he was. He had a big rod. I don't have a big rod. Should I be concerned? You bet your sweet ass you should be concerned, because what she's telling you in a roundabout way is that if you don't measure up, that's your last date. All right, Rudy McNeil, Charlotte, North Carolina. What is the biggest mistake radio programmers make? Okay. Ah, you want free advice. All right, Rudy, I'll give you that free advice. They have a tendency to want to walk into a radio station newly hired and change everything. Everything about the radio station, usually starting with the damn logo. I didn't work with a program director who didn't say, I'd like to change the logo. We've got a very successful station. You sure you want to change the logo? Yes. The only time you change a logo is when you're going to relaunch a station or you've got a station that you're going to relaunch the same format. You're going to do a rebrand. That's the only time you do it because it tells people something new is here. If a successful heritage brand, you leave that frickin' logo alone. Most people don't know this. They think, oh, I need to put my stamp on this. And when I drive down the road and look at a billboard, I want to see my logo that I designed. So stop that shit. Okay? It ticks me off. You know, just for fun. When a radio station changes their frickin' logo that's a successful station, maybe I should go on the road and just go on an on-the-road ass-kicking contest because that's the biggest mistake most programmers make. Drives me nuts. And you should focus on identifying two things. What's working, what's not working. If it's working, leave it the hell alone. Find out what's not working and fix it. That's all you have to do. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to leave the station better off than the way you found it, because you are going to get fired at some point. Just happens that way, all right? But leave the damn logos alone. Candace B., Nashville, Tennessee. What do you say to people that say they're leaving the United States of America? Well, you know, the beautiful thing about the United States is, hey, nobody's stopping you. Go have a great, beautiful life. But beware, okay? The United States isn't the only country dealing with mass hysteria these days. I mean, have you heard about what's going on in Great Britain? Here, check this out. This will give you an idea.
If you don't like it in this country, then fuck off. If you don't like us waving our flags and being proud to be British, then fuck off. Go to a country that wants you. Oh, they don't want you. That's the problem. So you will come over here because you know you can live high on the fucking hog. And the illegal immigrants coming over here. And when I read about we're spending 60 million a year on private medical cover for them. I'd like to have private medical card, but I can't afford it. And I'm still paying bloody taxes at the age of 84 years of age. Have they paid a penny in taxes, those illegals? Not a fucking penny. Living high on the fucking hog in really good accommodation. What they should be doing is putting them into detention centres like we did in the Second World War with the German prisoners. Put them in detention centres across this country. Give them the bare fucking minimum and they'd be treated respectfully and that's it. But they'd have the bare minimum. Food, lodgings and that's it. And they'd be quickly assessed. And if they're not fucking suitable to come into this country, which 95% of them wouldn't be, then boot them out, and I don't care where you send them. I really don't give a shit.
Sound familiar? It's like there's no difference between the USA, but he makes it sound so much more lovelier, doesn't he? All right, Derek C., Costa Mesa, California. After the accident where an illegal driving an 18-wheeler killed three people in Southern California, do you think a tragedy like this will force Gavin Newsom to change his policies? No. No. Do you know what Newsom was doing last night on X? 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, I'm on X too, looking around, looking for stuff to talk about today. He's trolling Jesse Waters on Fox News, saying, I'm your new daddy. I mean, here we have three families who won't have their loved ones for the upcoming holidays. Not Halloween, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's. Three families in pain. And he's playing around trolling Trump and Jesse Waters on X. That's his leadership style, right there. He's silent about it. Was on X, trolling Trump and Waters. This guy's a word on the ass of California, man, plain and simple. Three people losing their lives to an illegal doesn't faze him. I guarantee you, you'll never hear him talk about it. So no, nothing's going to change. Darlene H., Staten Island, New York. Do you really think Laurent Mamdani will be elected mayor of New York? Well, if you believe the media, yes, but in 2016, the media had you believing Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency, right? Didn't happen. Last November, people were convinced Kamala Harris was going to be the next president of the United States. Didn't happen. So you really have to just let it play out and see what happens. And just leave the press out of it. The press and their polls. You know, were you polled in Staten Island? Probably not. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Nikki Collins, Durango, Colorado said, I like the rap, fuggin' funny, and pick your new segments. And what she hates is, celebrity cheese is okay, but I could do without it. Lactose intolerant, Nikki? Well, we'll try to maybe do celebrity cheese light for you then. All right. If you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. He's been with me over a year now. Can you believe that? For more outrageous and salacious emails, please send them along to Fleabag. Give them to him to read through. All right. Let's get into your head trauma answer, because I know you're sitting back going, I know the answer.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, let's see if you figured it out. Here are four historical events again. Put them in the order they happened, first to last. Chicago Bulls win their first NBA championship with Michael Jordan. Richard Nixon resigns as President of the United States. The Space Shuttle Challenger designates in 73 seconds after takeoff, killing seven crew members. And the movie Austin Powers, Gold Member, is released. All right, if you said in order, Nixon, Space Shuttle, Jordan, and Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, congratulations, you got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I got a split. I've landed the role as Long Duck Dong in the stage version of 16 Candles. Rehearsals start later today. Yep, stretching out, doing some acting. But I do have one more thing for you. Would you believe Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple, had a grade point average of 2.65 in high school, which is equal to a C+.
What was your grade point average? 0.0?
No, it wasn't 0.0, Alexa. For your information, it was a 3.35.
So you're saying you're smarter than Steve Jobs?
No, I'm just answering your question.
Well, a 3.5 gets a big whoop-de-doo from me.
And your smart Elicky gets you a big muzzle from me, Alexa. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Kyle France from Duluth, Minnesota. Damian Matuszynski from Columbus, Ohio. Karen Smythe of Portland, Oregon. And Reed Curtis from Arlington, Texas. Thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast and signing up. Around the world to listeners in Montreal, Canada, London, England, and Osaka, Japan.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud.
Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out to Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with a lot of hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify, and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Monday, October 27th. Take care of each other, and thanks again for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.